The following program is brought to you by Christy Mandelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mandelow.
Hello and welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm so glad you are here with us today. If this is your first time listening, a big welcome to you. And if you're back with us again, thank you for joining us. The do's and don'ts of divorce. Don't you wish there was a checklist that would tell you exactly what to do and not to do when it comes to divorce? Well, I get it. You probably do. And there probably is a list. But I wonder, could it be comprehensive enough? And would it be an exact fit for your particular situation? I have to say I doubt it. No matter a list or not, it is crucial to learn as much about the divorce process as you can, as well as the best ways to progress through it and what to watch out for and what to avoid. And that's what we are talking about today as we continue in our series focusing on the process of divorce. In the first few shows of this series, we are looking at divorce and what I call the consideration phase. And it's the phase I think is the most critical. As a reminder, consideration is defined as, quote, giving careful thought, typically over a period of time, close quotes. It's the most critical phase of divorce to me because it's a time where you would look at the reality of the process now and far into the future with a careful and cautious eye so that you'd have a clearer picture of all that's involved in divorce and what the outcomes, good and bad, could be. There's much more to the process than you think, and you definitely want to be informed, and the do's and don'ts are a big part of that. Denise French is here with us today to talk about the do's and don'ts of divorce, and as you will hear, her experience will serve us well in the discussion. Denise is the creator of Divorce Strategies Group and a partner at Stewart, Hurst, French, and Dodson. Ultimately, both firms support people through the divorce process, offering mediation and financial expert and financial consulting services to those divorcing as well as attorneys. Denise has a long list, and I mean it, a long list of impressive credentials. But what I want you to know the most about her is this. She has a robust passion for helping individuals and business owners walk through difficult litigation situations in a dignified manner, knowledgeable about areas that will affect them financially. But before we hear from Denise, I want to remind you, as I always do, that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing, because it can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved. And so please remember to share the show with those who could benefit. And I must also remind you that we're not here to give you legal advice, and we're certainly not here to coach you to get a divorce. In fact, although the show is called the Divorce Coaching Hour, we will not be coaching today, but rather providing you insight, information, education, and encouragement. Ultimately, what we are here to do is to help you look at the realities of your marriage and divorce with your eyes wide open. And based on those realities and your faith, we are here to walk the path with you as your thinking partner, no matter where your journey may lead. So, without further ado, Denise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you are here as well. You always bring us so much great things to talk about. Your experience is vast, and it's just wonderful for you to be here to help us have this conversation about the do's and don'ts of divorce. I want to, before we dig into the topic, I want to hear a little bit more about what I shared with regards to your bio, your experiences. A robust passion for helping individuals and business owners walk through difficult litigation situations in a dignified manner. That word dignified pops out to me. Tell us about that.
Oh, sure. So I just, my experience with divorce personally was so difficult that I really wanted to help people. I really try to help people walk through it more knowledgeable and more just calmer, if you will. So I felt like I didn't understand what was coming. I didn't understand the 30,000-foot overview. I didn't understand the big picture. I didn't really understand the process. And had I understood it a little bit better, I think I would have been able to calm down and think a little bit more rationally, and it would have been a better experience. So our firm tries to help educate people on definitely the financial part, what to expect, what you're entitled to, what's going on, what you own, what you owe, what this will look like for you after the fact. So if I can provide you some financial peace of mind, then I'll help you calm down and be able to walk through this in a better manner. And then also just helping people back up and see the forest from the tree, right? I think for me, that's so, so helpful. And I find a lot of other people get some peace of mind out of that so they can calm down and just not be so frantic throughout the process.
Yeah, so we're talking about the do's and don'ts in there, and I think we could take away just a lot there, what you just talked about. And I jotted down a few things. Is one, you didn't understand, so the key would be to understand. Then you said not to be frantic, so the key would be what can you do to calm down? And then I love the words you use, kind of back up a bit. And so we kind of come from, well, we don't. Kind of come from. We come from a really emotional place in divorce when we're blindsided by divorce, or we even ourselves step into divorce and maybe are the ones filing for divorce, and we can in that not calm, as you said, frantic place that's coming out of emotion can be a little bit less than dignified. So I love that that's what you guys do. And you talked about being fully knowledgeable about areas that will affect them financially. What would you say fully knowledgeable means?
Well, in our experience, a lot of times people that we work with don't really understand what they own. So we help people understand the financial assets that they own. What can those assets do for you? What do people do with these assets? What's investing 101 to advanced investing? A lot of people with RSUs or options or these more complex types of plans, they're very confusing. So we help explain what these things are that you own and what they can do for you.
I totally agree with you. I'm even just drawing to my own personal experience with some things in my life that it's just like, we're redoing our wills right now. And some of the words that the attorney uses are just, kind of, I would say, gobbledygook, right? And
yeah.
And when I come to something like that where I'm confused, I can tend to stay stuck. I don't do anything. I don't move forward because I don't understand it. And so what I often say with my clients is, they don't really understand why the financial aspect is so important in divorce. But bottom line is, if you don't understand what you own, you can't put it black and white on a piece of paper. You can't divide it.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everybody learns at a different pace, and some estates are more complicated than others. So it's really personalized, really individualized.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said in the opener. There's, we might wish that there was a list of do's and don'ts in divorce, but we do need it personalized. And I think that's a perfect word. So speaking of those do's and don'ts, Denise, I just wonder, What does it mean to you when we say the do's and don'ts of divorce?
Well, you know, in general, there are some definite things that you should do. Every divorcing person should do. And there, in general, are things that every divorcing person should not do. So when you suggested those as a topic, I thought, okay, globally, every single person divorcing, what could we walk through? And I have some definite thoughts on those.
Okay, well, and so it's pretty clear. There are some things to do and there are some things not to do. It's about really, again, I think that word is going to be the word that carries us through, is gaining information to gain understanding. And so it's not just reading a blog or talking to your friend about it. It's really saying, okay, what is this information? Do I understand it? Do I need somebody else to help me understand it? And then how does this apply to my particular situation? And so I'm kind of answering the question I had in my kind of follow-up here. But in your opinion, why do we want to know the do's and don'ts, Denise?
So you can have a better divorce experience, a better divorce outcome. So you don't have to go through so much turmoil in the midst of this, right? It's already stressful because you're taking something that you put together and you're separating it. But it doesn't have to be this horrific, horrific experience as you walk through it. When I went through divorce, my stomach stopped working. I was so stressed out and I had to be hospitalized overnight a couple different times. That didn't have to happen. Like, it doesn't have to be that bad. So I just feel like the more you know, the better off you are. So it's all about gathering information and knowing kind of the roadmap overall.
Yeah, bottom line, it's healthier.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, if you were to survey all the divorce professionals out there, I would at least at a minimum, half of them are doing this work because they've been affected by divorce in some way. Either they've gone through it once, twice, if not more. They've had a family member go through it. Their parents went through it once, twice, if not more. And they can see that it being on the other side of it doesn't have to be that way. And folks, that's what we want for you. We want this to be a healthier process because when the emotions take over, you actually don't make the best decisions for you and your family. Your brain actually zaps a ton of your energy. And so nobody is benefiting in the process. And so that's what we're focusing on in this entire series, is to bring you information, help you gain knowledge, help you get that understanding that we're talking about today, that you will make better decisions and for yourself, for your family, going forward into the future. We're here with Denise French, and we are talking the do's and don'ts of divorce. Come on back.
Divorce isn't easy or often wanted. Sadly, it happens. When it does, it's possible to walk through it so the results are healthier than would be otherwise. How? Through a unique divorce solution that works. At Divorce Strategies Group, their mediation process helps divorcing parties settle their differences without the long, drawn-out battle and promotes a cooperative win-win environment. It's a smarter way to divorce. When divorce touches your life, contact the Divorce Strategies Group. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at DivorceStrategiesGroup.com.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleEleganceTX.com.
Achieving the best outcome in divorce can be extremely tough when alcohol abuse is part of the process, especially around co-parenting. But there's help with remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to prove their sobriety. SoberLink uses real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection to ensure accurate and reliable results. With SoberLink, you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. Visit SoberLink.com/DCH. Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. We are here with Denise French. She is the creator of Divorce Strategies Group, and she is a partner at Stewart, Hurst, French, and Dodson. Ultimately, all together with what she does is she helps people to get through these tough situations involving litigation, specifically divorce. We're the Divorce Coaching Hour, so we're talking divorce, and help people gain knowledge so that they walk through the process in a dignified manner. And we were talking about in the first segment what dignified is, and kind of our some of the things we touched on was that you would be calm going through the process. You would be knowledgeable through the process. But most importantly, you would have understanding of the process. And, you know, folks, the reality of divorce is we don't have a lot of experience with it. I mean, now, honestly, some people have a little bit more experience than others because they've been through it. But unfortunately, you know, people, even when they've gone through it before, they're not looking to go through a divorce. I don't believe people go to the altar and go, "Yay, I'm going to get a divorce down the road." And it's not like you're going home and studying divorce like I do sometimes, so I can be a better coach. But then you're handed these divorce papers, and you're like, "What do I do now?" And there really is so much to know, and to sift through it can be daunting. And so it's really important for you to at least have some sort of idea of what to do and what not to do. It's really important for you to have a team around you to help you walk through it in a dignified manner, in a healthier manner, in a better manner. And that's what we here together do on the Divorce Coaching Hour. That's what Denise does. And that's what we're doing here today, talking about the do's and don'ts. And so we're going to step into some do's and don'ts that Denise has come to based on her extensive experience. And so let's dig right into that in this segment, Denise, is what is one of the do's when it comes to divorce?
One of the do's is hire an attorney.
Okay.
That is a mandatory do, in my opinion.
Okay. And tell us about that.
So we work with a variety of types of divorce. We work with heavy litigation, where we're hired as the financial expert to go to court and testify. And then we also work with these cooperative divorces, the opposite of that, where it's much more collaborative, cooperative between the parties. But it is critical, no matter what you do, to hire an attorney, because an attorney understands the law, and this is a legal process. So even if you want to do it yourself and save money, it's still critical to have at least one of you hire an attorney to review what you're doing, to look at the agreements that you're making, to make sure that they're even legal. there is so much to these divorces that people don't understand. For example, a lot of times people don't understand how you would divide a retirement account. Well, I'll just give you half of it, dear. You know, we built this all these years together, and it's a couple million dollars, and I worked for this company, and we have this big 401k. Well, there are certain rules around dividing those 401ks, and if you don't have those rules in there, you're not going to get half of it. So an attorney would be able to tell you that. There's certain rules around all types of different assets that you have, assets that you were awarded during the marriage but haven't received yet during the marriage. In our state, part of those are marital and part of those are not. An attorney needs to look at that. Another thing, the reason you want to have an attorney is because some of the things you may agree to may not be able to get through the courts. And without an attorney helping you do that, you may not be able to get a divorce with what you want. We see that quite a bit. People calling us after the fact, or you know, they decided they cave. Okay, we're going to go hire attorneys, and attorneys call me for, you know, just a drive-by mediation, if you will, to get something through the court systems. The divorce world is its own niche. It's its own subset of life, if you will. We have our own language. We have our own systems. We have our own people, our own experts. And you really need a divorce attorney to help you navigate that. Now, it doesn't have to be someone who's off just that wants to send you to court and wants to help you plummet your soon-to-be ex-spouse. That's not necessary, but a competent legal counsel is absolutely necessary, and I can't stress that enough. Even in a do-it-yourself divorce, you still want to hire an attorney to look at what you've decided to do yourself.
That's so much in there. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, not that I can speak for everyone, but I would guess that you know, that's typically the first thing people think. Well, I've got to go get an attorney. But at the same time, they're thinking, I don't want to go to court. And so it's not what necessarily the media portrays. Not all attorneys need to be that shark, so to speak, and that you're going to go fight it out in, you know, in the courts. But on the other side of that, there's now these online divorces, which bottom line in any situation, even outside the legal world, you go try to do it on yourself, you know, by yourself. Sometimes you're going to get what you pay for, and then you wind up with more troubles than you did before. And so I think the other thing too, I heard you talk about, you know, the importance obviously of bringing in an attorney, about knowing the law, but knowing about experts to bring in too, depending on all that's involved in the divorce. And so I think the other important aspect of having an attorney in the mix is, even if he or she isn't specialized in one particular part of a divorce, say military, they know people to go ask, right? They've got that network, and that's a reliable network. So very important. I think the other thing I would want to add to that too is, before you go hire an attorney, whether it's just to look over your so-called kitchen table divorce that you and your spouse has decided, hey, this is how we're going to divide things up. Let's go have an attorney review it and make sure we haven't made any mistakes, to all the way of having an attorney represent you, is to think about who you want as an attorney. Do you want a male? Do you want a female? Do you want to want somebody down the road? Do you want somebody who specializes in a particular aspect of finances, et cetera? So anything else to add there, Denise?
No, that's it. It's a bottom line. You really have to have an attorney no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. And I would just say, you know, there's great places to go and find out about attorneys. You can go to the,
AVVO.
Yeah, and the American Matrimonial Lawyers, I think it's the AAML. You know, folks, you can always reach out to Denise as well, and we're going to have her contact information in the fourth segment. So make sure you stay tuned for that, and we'll share all that information with you. But you could reach out for her, because she certainly knows a ton of attorneys,
yes.
As do
I. We work with attorneys all over Texas, so we can certainly provide guidance there. So that's critical, and it needs to be a family law attorney, not just any attorney, not your brother's, uncle's, friend's, cousin's attorney.
It has to be a family law attorney.
That is a great
distinction, yes, and preferably bar certified, and but a family law attorney, that is definite.
Experience.
Okay, so that's the first do. What else would you add?
Another is hire a coach or some kind of person to help you with the emotional side. And you referenced it earlier. When your emotional side of your brain takes over, it really does cut off the thinking side of your brain. It's such a ripoff, if you will, that people are forced to make these gigantic life decisions affecting their children and affecting the, potentially their retirement. You know, if you're older, getting divorced, this is one of the single biggest financial transactions you're going to make in your lifetime. And you're doing it in the midst of trauma and chaos. And so I think it's critical to have someone help you weed out the emotional part of this. It's not your financial expert. It's not your attorney. It's someone like a coach, like what you do, Chrissy. So I think it's critical to have that part. It's critical to have an outside, independent, third party, because family, and I think it's important to have family members and have friends that support you. I certainly did. I could not have done this without my family members and my friends and support groups like Divorce Care and the people I met there. But those people that know me well, they have skin in the game. For example, my mother was so mad at my soon-to-be ex-husband, she almost made it worse because she was just so embittered by, you know, her perception of why this was happening, that it just even became worse to talk to her because the anger, she had more anger than I had. So it's helpful to have someone who's a third party who's not involved to give you guidance on getting through this and help you with the emotion.
Yeah, of course, I couldn't agree more. That's why I do what I do, and that is to help people basically process their thoughts and emotions. And, you know, a lot of people may not understand exactly what a coach does. It's not somebody that's going to tell you to get a divorce or coach you to get a divorce. It's going to be a coach, a trained and professional coach, who is there to essentially listen 90% of the time, and in the remaining 10, ask questions, and to get you to think and move you into that thinking brain. A couple of things I was reminded, Denise, my husband always says, and my husband had gone through a divorce. I've gone through a divorce, so we have gone through that experience now, married. But he says this, the people who need to make the most important decisions in the divorce are the people least qualified to. In the divorce, because they're so hijacked. You can get hijacked by those emotions. And you know what, folks, it may seem that, in fact, it's adding more money to add someone to the mix. But with a coach, you can process a lot of the emotions that you're going to your financial expert and your attorney with, like expecting them to be a coach, but they're trained in their specialty. And so I think, and then the last thing I'll say there about that is you want somebody objective, and a friend and family member may provide you support. But as you heard, even Denise's mom kind of made things a little bit more difficult because they have skin in the game. So folks, two huge do's of divorce. When we come back, we're going to talk don'ts of divorce. And in the fourth segment, maybe we'll add a few more do's or don'ts. But keep listening. You want this information so that you can move through divorce in a healthier manner. Stay tuned. Here's today's two-minute tip, and it's about courage. As I work with men and women navigating divorce, I hear the heartbreak, I see the confusion, and I sense the fear because of all they are going through, and my heart aches for them. If your heart is breaking, if you are confused, and if you are afraid because of divorce, my heart aches for you too. I get it. I've been there. It's not a fun journey. But I can tell you, being on the other side of it, personally, and working with those who do move through it, there is hope. It is possible that there will be a time when your heart is no longer breaking, you are clear-minded, and you feel strong. What does it take to get to the other side? It takes courage. What is courage? From Oxford Languages, it's defined as the ability to do something that frightens one. It's also strength in the face of pain or grief. What I see and hear in those definitions is that courage requires action. There's action in the doing something that frightens someone, and there's action in facing pain or grief. It doesn't say what the action is or has to be, and it doesn't say that it has to be perfect action. It just needs to be action. I will say that the action does need to be something that moves you or someone forward to a better or healthier place. So today, whatever you are facing, how could you take action? How could you take action despite fear? How could you take action in the face of pain or grief? And what would that action need to be in order to move you or someone else forward to a better place? If you want to talk more about courage and how to take that action, please write me at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And you can always visit thedivorcecoachinghour.com for more information. And remember to keep listening each week for another 2-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and we're talking the do's and don'ts of divorce today. And we're talking to Denise French. She helps people become knowledgeable about the areas within divorce that will affect them, for the most part, financially. And she also is a mediator. Vast experience in this area, and we are gaining from her experience on the do's and don'ts. We talked about we only got through two do's in the first second segment, and there are many more to consider. But to be fair and square, we're going to go to the top two don'ts, and then if we have time to talk more about any of the do's or don'ts, we certainly will catch that up at the bottom of the third segment or in the wrap up. You can always reach out to Denise too to talk about these do's and don'ts and glean understanding from her vast experience. And you can find her at thedivorcestrategiesgroup.com. So you might want to note that we're going to talk about how you can talk to her and reach her in the fourth segment again. But I wanted to go ahead and throw that out there, in case you're just catching the show as you're in and out of a car and you're like, hey, I need to talk to her. The do's and don'ts of divorce, Denise French at Divorce Strategies Group, divorcestrategies.com. Divorcestrategiesgroup.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Three words, not two. Okay. Don'ts, Denise. What are the top two don'ts?
All right. I think the top don't is don't let pride or fear get you. Mm. So we see this a lot. We see, you know, with my case, it was both, honestly. So don't let pride get you. I hear a lot, you know, they did this, you know, I married this Christian person and look what happened. And there was an affair and there was this, and that's all horrible. Like the breakup of the marriage usually involves something really horrible like that. But letting pride get you is only going to cost you money. I hear quite a bit, you know, I'm going to take them to court. I want my quote unquote day in court. I want this to be heard. And the reality of it is that just costs you more money. You know, the TV court and the real court, it's two totally different things. When we're trying a case, it's usually closed. There's both sides, their attorney who's already heard it all, and a judge who is going to hear a certain amount in a certain amount of time. And it's the day in court it's a really horrible, usually a horrible day. It's not, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to embarrass them. That may happen. Details may come out, but in front of five people, like it's not as cathartic as people think. Right. And so letting pride get you is going to hurt you. Also letting pride get you in, you know, I'm not going to supply information. I'm not going to give them the data that they want. Well, now you're just going to have to go spend more money for them to get the data somewhere else. Like, so I would just encourage you to cooperate with the process, provide information as it's asked, you know, documents, financial information, because if you don't, it just costs you more money. So don't let pride get you. And then don't let fear get you on the other side of that. You know, we see a lot so fearful that I'm scared to discipline my children at all. I'm so fearful I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to give them what they want. I'm just going to quit. Well, you don't need to do that either. Like there's an in-between space. So I just encourage you to continue with coaching or counseling or get lots of prayer, lots of meditation, lots of time to dig into your Christian roots when you're going through this. That is a huge, that's a huge one on the do side that we haven't covered yet, but that's huge. That will save you from the big don't of letting pride get you and letting fear get you.
So much in there. And I think the first thing I want to comment on is I was just recently at a Collaborative Divorce Houston meeting, and they're walking through kind of a crash course in collaborative divorce. And a person who teaches at a law school here in Houston is giving us the crash course. And she brought about something that you want to think about in this day and age after the pandemic, is that a lot of hearings are on Zoom these days, and it's public. Now, hearings have been public, but it would be like, who in the world's going to go down and sit and watch a hearing, right? Now, I might have, because I might have gone down to see my brother, you know, in court. But this day and age, you get bored, you can pop on, you know, out there onto the internet and watch a hearing. And so you're there, and you know what they say. I mean, those things last forever. And so you're there, and you're letting pride and fear get in the way, and you're saying all these things about your spouse. Who's watching? Your children? Right?
Yeah, sometimes in those, though, I've found that they send us to our own separate little Zoom rooms where we're in breakout rooms for the trial part of it. So my experience has been we've been in breakout rooms. I haven't done a ton on Zoom, but then they become private. But yeah, you're right. The beginning of it, kids can log in, kids can see everything. You can go at any point in time into any of these court Zoom rooms while they're calling the docket, and you can hear them minutia back and forth. Then when the trial comes, I have my experience has been we've been put in to private rooms. Now, that may not be the case with all of them.
Yeah, but just a caution that it could be public, and probably more importantly is even, you know, what are your kids hearing? And I think the other thing, and then we'll move on to the next don't, is, you know, you're probably getting some sort of benefit out of the blame game. And so I would just encourage you to check in. What is it that you're trying to get? Because you're probably, that pride and fear is in place to protect yourself in some way, shape, or form. And that's where, as you mentioned, Denise, a counselor can help you kind of unpack all that, or a coach can help you unpack that so you can make better decisions for you, your family, for years down the road, not from this pride and fear place, which really doesn't get you anywhere. As you said, Denise, very well, it's only going to cost you. And it's only, and not just going to cost you money, it's going to cost you perhaps relationships, a good relationships with your kid. And it's going to cost your kids. So with that said, what's the next don't?
The next don't is don't sign anything without an attorney looking over it. Don't sign anything.
Sounds like you have some experience with that.
I have a case right now, this sweet, sweet woman who has she's in a second marriage, or her first husband passed away, and she has a lot of money she had from her first marriage, and he is trying to get her to sign these documents, which would basically make the money she had from her first marriage their money. Like, it's not their money right now, but it would go from her money to their money. And he keeps trying to get her to sign these forms, and her attorney keeps telling her no, and she keeps entertaining the thought, and she doesn't really understand what he's asking her to sign, I don't think. And so she is thankfully this week going to go into her attorney's office with all these documents and sit down in black and white and have him look at them and give an opinion on it. But it's just, don't sign anything without your attorney reviewing it, because you may not truly know what you're signing, and you could be signing away a whole bunch of money without realizing it.
Yeah, and that goes back to our word for today, I think, understanding. And so first, bottom line, black and white right there, don't sign anything without an attorney reviewing it. But also, make sure you understand it. Even sometimes and I talked about it earlier on our wills, an attorney may explain it. Luckily, we have an attorney who is just fabulous at explaining things and helping us understand things. But that's the second step, is make sure you understand it. Let's see if we get, which way do you want to go? Do you want to go to a do or a don't? We got the two do's and we got the two don'ts.
The two don'ts.
Which one's next?
Yes, I will say another do is plan your interactions with your soon-to-be ex-spouse. So I would say that's critical. So if it's a contentious divorce where there's a lot of arguing. Let's say there's children involved, and usually there's either a lot of money at stake and you're near retirement, which can be very contentious and very scary, or you're younger and you've got kiddos that are still at home that are still minor. That can also be very scary. So I would say if you're in either environment that's inflamed by a lot of fear on both sides, that you plan your interactions with your spouse. So I would not spend time at home or on the phone arguing with the person you're divorcing over the matters of splitting assets or children's, you know, rights or duties or visitation or child support. That is what you hire other people to help you do. And again, it's promising things that you don't know you don't have to give, or that would be way, way too burdensome for any human being to withstand. And you're promising this because you just don't know. So I would encourage you all to not have conversations about things that are litigious in matter, financial in matter, children related in matter, without first talking to your attorney. So you don't promise things that you later find that there's no way you could deliver on that.
Yeah, two things in here. There, first, the kids, putting them and their welfare first, thinking about keeping their innocent ears innocent with regards to that, preserving the relationship. You're going to have to co-parent with this person down the road. And so first, how can you create an environment so your kids are healthier through the process? And so that's kind of keeping that conversation out of the household, not turning to them and expecting them to. And then additionally, there again is getting that understanding. We keep saying that understanding is the big word, folks, here. So of all the do's and don'ts, we've talked about three do's now and two don'ts, is the key is to get the information through an attorney, work with your coach, go to the Bible. Don't sign anything without understanding. Make sure you have a good understanding before you do anything. Come on back and we're going to wrap up the conversation, do's and don'ts of divorce.
Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. And there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world. And together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back to back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support.
And you're back with the Divorce Coaching Hour. We are talking understanding today. Understanding of what? We're working on understanding the do's and don'ts of divorce. And there is a long list of them. We've only been able to really touch on three. There was a lot of information in that, three do's and two don'ts. But we've got a little bit more time here, and we'll touch on perhaps a few more. Before we do that, folks, we're here with Denise French. She's helping us with the conversation here. Her areas of focus are mediation and financial services within divorce. And so you will want her as a part of your team. Speaking of a team, you might think that adding people to the team, so to speak, that is helping you move through divorce would add money to the process. But in fact, people like Denise can help you look at your situation financially, written down black and white. And so, yes, there would be fees paid to her for that. But it's not also asking the attorney to speak to that as well. We work collaboratively together to help move you through. Having a counselor would help you think through things. Having a coach would help you think through things. So you're not going to that attorney and saying, hey, I need your shoulder to cry on type of thing. So you certainly may want to reach out to Denise and check with her about her services. So Denise, tell us a little bit more about your services and how people can reach you.
Sure. So we can be reached at divorcestrategiesgroup.com. That's divorcestrategiesgroup.com. And we basically offer anything that anything divorce related or post-divorce related to do with your finances. So we offer general financial consulting services where someone can just have us consult alongside their attorney and the attorney firm and give you financial guidance, financial information, and financial advice during and after the divorce. We work with people after the divorce specifically who want help with investing and financial planning and to get their own estate in order. We have an investment firm, our partner firm in Grave Wealth, that we work with on that side. And then we have, litigation. We have a litigation arm that does a lot of separate property tracing, business valuation, the heavy, heavy litigation-focused divorce financial expert services. And then for people who want to do or are able to do more of a cooperative divorce, we work as an expert in collaborative law, and then we also offer mediation services along with some attorneys we work with. So really more of a cooperative way to divorce, collaborative or mediation. And then if that's not an option, we help with anything finance related. We are a financial firm. So divorcestrategiesgroup.com.
Well, you can hear it in the strategies word, the all the strategies you need with the funds, the monies that are a part of divorce. And I'll tell you, folks, you definitely want to reach out to Denise. And just from my own personal experience, if I had had someone like Denise in the mix of my going through divorce years and years and years ago, I might have fared better financially moving forward. I was coming from that emotional brain and kind of felt all alone, made some decisions on my own that really didn't help me move forward. So, you're separating finances. Maybe your income's going down because of the divorce, separating two incomes now to your single income. But this is a time to regroup and to have people who understand, again, there's that word, understand the process, help you understand to make better decisions going forward. And I can't express enough how important it is. This is an opportunity and possibility for you to kind of rework your life. And maybe it hasn't been exactly what you perceived it would be up to this point. But this is an opportunity to restructure things and move forward. And you want someone like Denise on your side to do that for sure. Okay, Denise, do's and don'ts.
Yes.
Three do's. Two don'ts. They're competing against each other
here. They are. Our last don't is don't agree to anything financially that you really don't understand. Don't sign off on an agreement that doesn't make sense to you. And don't agree to anything without getting the full picture. So when people are getting a divorce, often I find they want to, will you take the house? I'll take the 401k. Will you take this? I'll take the retirement. No. You can't do it that way. You've got to get an estate inventory together, if you will, a balance sheet of your marital estate. So what do we own? What do we owe? What is our home worth? What are our retirements worth? What's our bank account worth? What's our brokerage account worth? What's our life policies worth? Put every single thing on one piece of paper. And so you see a complete value of your estate. And only after that point can you really start talking about dividing these things? Because you've got to first know what you own and what you owe before you can negotiate what you'll keep. You know, you may say, he'll say, I'll keep the retirement, you keep the house. Well, the retirement's worth $3 million and the house is worth $500,000. That's not going to work, right? I've had people go through and we'll split everything 50-50. You keep the debt in your name, I'll keep the debt in my name. That was marital debt created and it's all in my name. So no, that's not going to work. So you don't agree to split things without first seeing the whole puzzle. So it's like, I always tell people this, it's like a big, gigantic puzzle we're putting together, and we've got to see what it looks like before we can start. We've got to see what the outsides look like before we can start filling in the guts. And that's really, before you divide anything, what do you own? I'd say so. Don't piecemeal your divorce. Get the full picture, and then you can start dividing assets and debts.
Yeah, and that picture includes what it looks like 5, 10, 20 years down the road, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. We first got to value the estate today, and then when we start looking at, okay, you keep this, I'll keep this, that's when we can do some projections. Well, you know, some of the stuff, it's worth really 30% less than it is on the spreadsheet because you're going to have taxes taken out of it. Like then that, and what kind of income can you get from these assets? Are they liquid? Are they not liquid? So many questions to answer. So many different variables depending on who you are and what you own. That's when it gets really personalized and we can look down the road and see, you know, do you need to work? Are you okay not working? You know, all these questions can be answered, but not until we know what you own and what you owe.
Yeah, and I think, again, I mentioned this earlier in the show, this is where my clients get stuck. And I think, this is just my perspective, Denise, is that this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You have to, this is where it gets real. I've got to put everything down on paper, black and white, and now I'm actually really realizing I'm getting divorced.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary, and it takes some people a minute to get there, and that is okay. But at some point in this process, you've got to get there. But you can get help. There's can help you get there.
Yeah, and I think that's the pain. So I don't know how many of my clients, but they've gotten stuck at this process and they haven't moved forward with divorce. So they're just in limbo. And let's be honest, then quite possibly they're living in sin because now they're still married, yet they're moving on to a relationship. And that's for another show. but I think so important, and you said this before when you've been on the show, Denise, you got to know what you own. You got to know what you owe. You got to get that down black and white, folks. And you got to get people to help you with determining how you're going to break that up, how you're going to separate that, how you're going to untie that knot, and what it's going to look like going forward. Denise, as we begin to wrap up, final thoughts that you have for the listeners.
I would say, look, this is a very painful process. It's not God's way. It wasn't meant to be, but it's happening. And I obviously don't know your situation and what you're going through, but get some help. Get some legal guidance. Get some emotional support. You know, if you need financial guidance, get that too. Get people to help you navigate the process. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I'm living proof of it. You're living proof of it, Christy. Like, we are both living examples of having walked through this and come out the other side better than we were when we were married before, I believe.
Yeah, amen. Well, stronger through it. And I think, you know, we have to go to this, Denise. You mentioned it briefly, and probably it needed to be the thing that we led with, but go to the foot of the cross and go to your Bible. I mean, I would put that Bible in the bed with me sometimes. I've followed Beth Moore for years, and she talks about like laying on the floor and put the Bible on her head. And, you know, go there. What does the word say? What does your father say? Get that guidance and that comfort there. It is hard, but look for the light in him. And that's my faith grew stronger through divorce.
You know, mine did too. So I would say, you know, that may be the end result of this. I was so close to God when I went through this, right? I had some really miraculous moments, to be honest with you, where I really felt God's presence there. So just stick close to your Father, get help, get confident support, and it's going to be okay.
And the do's and don'ts of divorce, my friends, and the main thing, go to your Father, go to your Father in heaven first, go to the foot of the cross. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Friends, first, Denise, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And friends, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mendelow, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word.